Today's daf in Masechet Yoma, brought to you Mibein Chomot Yerushalayim, 21 years ago, is daf Nun Gimel, and we're holding at Tana Rabbanan, right on the first line. Tana Rabbanan. It says in the Pasuk V'natana Taktarat Al Ha'ish Lifnei Hashem. That means that you should not lo yitakin mibachutz, not first V'natana Taktarat, and then V'yachnis to come in with the Ktarat already burning. And this is the opposite. It's clear from the pasuk. Lo tzimi liban shel tzedukim shomrim yitakeh mibachutz v'yachnis. The tzedukim claim, on the contrary, that you're supposed to first put on the ktoret and then come in with the ktoret burning. And here it says, obviously, v'natan et ktoret alei shlifnei Hashem. Put it on the fire right while you are standing there in front of Hashem.
My dorosh, what did they claim as the basis for their approach? Ki be'anan ira'eh ala kaperes. So you see that it means you're supposed to come only with an anan. And with the anan, I will be seen, meaning seen by you. So you shouldn't walk in without the anan. That's what they claimed. Malamit sheyitaken mibachutz v'yachnitz. You should bring the clerets first outside and walk in. Amrulem chachom min valok var nemar v'nosan es ha-clerets aleish lifnei Hashem. It can't possibly mean that if you're supposed to put the clerets on only lifnei Hashem. Imkein matam eloimer ki ba'onan eroya la-kabar. So what then is the meaning of ki ba'onan eroya? Melamit sheneisim ba'ma'ale Hashem. From here we learn that there's a hakpada that there should be dafka, a cloud of smoke from the clerets, and not just the smell. In which case, from here, even though it's not mentioned beferish in the pasuk, from here we understand that mala onan is mark of the kaparas. If we don't have mala oshan is mark of the kaparas, then you have to have an onan. Uminayin shenaisin ba mala oshan. What? The Gemara will ask us a little bit. I thought we just said that. Anyway, from where do we know we put on mala oshan? Shemar v'chisa anan hakteres es hakaparas. That the anan hakteres has to cover the kaparas. So we see there has to be an anan hakteres. In which case, from here we know that you have to put in mala oshan. Aloina san ba mala oshan. So if you didn't put in Ma'ala Hashan. Or, since it says Hak Teres, Hashan Hak Teres, the Teres, the aforementioned Teres Shlema as mentioned, if one of them is missing, so then there would be a chiyav misa, because it says v'lo yamos. Correcting Gemara, why do we need a raya that you would be chiyav misa from the lo yamos on the k'teres? That's chasr. If a kohen would walk in with the k'teres, it's chasr. The k'teres would be chasr. If the k'teres is chasr, so then anyway you're chiyav misa, because typically the kohen will be a rekonis. Anyway, the kohen would be chiyav misa because he's going in without a k'teres. Because the cleric isn't kosher, and it says in the pasuk beferish, "Ayavoba choleis elakedesh," and so on and so forth. V'lo yamus. So it already says v'lo yamus if somebody goes in b'choleis elakedesh without bezos yavayar and elakedesh, and so on and so forth. Ochu b'mayaskinan kigain sheshogag bevia behezid b'ktora. It's talking about over here. Why would I have to know? Supposing somebody did not know that there was a chiyuv misa for birikon. But he knew that there was a chiyuv for somebody who brings a k'teres chasera. So there's no chiyuv misa, even b'dei shamayim, someone who does something b'shegin. So, and it's here it's called b'shegin, because he didn't know the chiyuv misa. So memele it's no ge'a locha, that even if he wouldn't be chayiv for the bia, he would be chayiv for the haktorah. Rav Ashi may have a better etza. I feel that they may easy b'zul. You don't have to say that. It could be talking about that he knew precisely what he was doing wrong. But it's talking about Kigon Dayo Shtei Akteres. He brought in two Akteres. So one of them was Shlema. Memele wasn't Chayev on the Birikonis because he did it properly. He brought in Akteres Shlema. But he also brought Achas Chasera. So Abiyalo Mechayev Dayo Le Shlema. He's not Chayev on Birikonis because he came in with the Akteres the way it was supposed to be. However, when he went ahead, it was Makter Akteres Chasera, Akter Mechayev. Now wait a second, Omar. We had just got finished explaining that the reason that it says the posik that the tzedukim darshan kiba onan erela kaparis is to tell me that you need to have an onan, in which case I need to put in mala asha. Then you turn around and pretend you never said it, and you ask, and how do I know you put in mala asha, and what did I miss over here? But he saw a crawl across, understand, I need a pasuk as a riot to the other pasuk. What's happening? Rav Yosef Achikamer. Hainli ela ale ma'ale Hashan. Ikar ma'ale Hashan minayim. If it only said one pasuk, I would have said that dafka, the leaves of the plant called ma'ale Hashan are kosher. But the ikar ma'ale Hashan, which is not as positive, it doesn't have such an impact on the smoke, maybe that would not be good. Talmud lemar v'chisa. As long as it's mechasa, that's enough. Only Abaya, that's making an assumption which we already learned that's the opposite. That we learned that the ikur, the sheresh, in other words, is more effective than the ala. Because Tanya, it says in the Brice, the Tanya, nothing but ikur mala ashan, you would put into the k'teres, ground root of mala ashan, and then it would cause the smoke to go straight up like a stick. Until it got all the way up to the top of the ceiling. So then smoke, when it hits the top, it sort of splits, and then as it cools, it goes down the edges. Right? So that's what would happen. It would go up like a tamar, straight up like a palm, it split at the top, and come on down like a tree. And that was done by putting in the root of malosh, and it says over here, ikur malosh. So how can you say that the Ola is better? The Ola is exactly the opposite. If it would have just said one pasuk on an era like a Paris, I would have thought Achikamar in the Ola Iker Male Asher. I might think that it's Ma'akev unless I put in the root. Ale Male Asher Minayin. Suppose I don't put in the root, but I put in only the leaves. How do I know that's also kosher Talmud? In other words, mikomakom, as long as there's a chisa, even though it doesn't work so perfectly, it's also good. Rav Sheshes Soma? Rav Sheshes says, no, I think that the reason we bring two psukim is because it's for another reason. That doesn't make sense. I mean, if the plant works, it works. What do I know? Not to mean if it works perfectly, it works. Why is it perfectly? I think the meaning of the two psukim is like this. I might think that dafka, we have this aloch of your kivanon, is Dafka Baal Ma'ech B'midbar. Shila Yubesa Elami Minai. How do I know that there's also a halacha of Shila Beis Elami, since over there was talking about the Oyel Ma'ech, and then it's not an Oyel Ma'ech anymore? So Mela, I need the Pasek, V'chisa Ananak Peres is a Kaperes, wherever the Kaperes is. Tambalama V'chisa. Wait. Haimi V'chenya Selo Oyel Ma'ech Ashocheni Tamnaf. That drasha that I need to do whatever I did in the Ayel Moed, I need to do for all of the Mikdashes that I will build, the Yosid Lavo, including the Shilai and Beiselamim. I know that from V'chein Yatzel Ayel Moed, Bashar Chenitam, that's what we're talking about, the Ayel Moed. So then we learn out that I have to do this to whatever Ayel Moed is Sherechein, the Tertumasam, including Shilai and Beiselamim. That can't be why I need a bus. Yalachitam. Ein Liela. Hi. How do I know this halacha is only said on Kiva Anan Erela Kaparas? So how do I know that that's only on Yom Kippur? Because the Anan Akteres never gets into the Kaparas normally. So how do I know that this halacha of Mala Oshin is a din in the Kteres and not a din in Yom Kippurim? Maybe the halacha of the Onan is not Ma'akev Keteres, it's only Ma'akev, the Knesset of the Keteres and Yom Kippurim, where I'm bringing it to Tnaiv Lefnim. But how do I know every day that there's a halacha of in the Keteres as Keteres? There's a din of Ma'alosh. Talmud Lamar V'chisa. So therefore I have an extra pasuk to teach me that it's also the Keteres that I need Ma'alosh. Rav Ashi Amar Ashi said, I have the simplest job. Chad L'mitzvah v'chad L'akev. Since we're dealing over here with Kotchim, and the halacha is that whatever is said by Kochim is not Likiva unless it says it twice. So even if I would have learned, so, you know, Finami, Lagabi Yom HaKippurim, I know that Chukah is certainly Ma'akev, anything that's Lifnim according to everybody. So Chukah would be Ma'akev. And I, Zichr, would have said that it's not a Din in Yom Kippur, Malosh, and it's a Din in the Kteretz, without the extra box. The problem is, how would I know that it's Ma'akev? So in Yom Kippur, it's Ma'akev because the Avod is Yom HaKippurim. But how would I know it's Ma'akev, the Kteretz? Therefore, I need another pasuk. I mean, like my old kachim, this is li'ikuv in the k'teres. Rav Amar, Rav says, I have b'chol a different approach. Chad li'enesh, v'chad li'azor. There's two completely different things going on over here. First of all, the Torah is telling me that you shouldn't come ki be'anan era'eh. So that's the trap. That's an azorah. In other words, don't come unless. That's the Lashon of Azor. I'm warning you not. Then when it says V'chisa, Anan, Akteres, Ezek, Aperet, V'lo Yamus, that teaches me, ha, if you would have come, you would have been Chayiv Misa. So the first pasuk that we brought is warning you, don't come in with the keteres, that's chasera. The other one is telling me that if you do, there's a chiyuv of misa. Tanya Rebbe, and indeed this brisa, Rebbe Eliezer says exactly what Rav Ashi was saying. The lo yamuz is an einesh. Ki be'anane ra'eh, which is the first pasuk, that's v'al yavo, ki be'anane ra'eh, that's liasora. Yocho yiyu shneim amurim kaidan misas b'nei arim. Now, maybe these psukim were said to Moshe Rabbeinu before the death of Bnei Aaron. In which case, if they were, then it would make sense for us to say that Misas Bnei Aaron was because of the dinim that are mentioned in that parsha. In which case, I should come to the conclusion that Bnei Aaron died because they weren't Mekayim, this halach of Ma'alah Hashan, and coming in with the Kteres Shleim. In other words, maybe that's the pshat. So, but of course, if it hadn't been said before their death, then that wouldn't be possible to say that they died because of something that wasn't yet said. Because, I mean, the Torah has to be both mazir and manish. Tell you that there'll be an einish. Only then would they have died. So, Yocha, you might think that this was said kedem izah b'nei arayin, in which case I should then learn out that this is why it affected the b'nei arayin. And so because they didn't put in Ma'alah Hashan into the keteres, they did everything right. But they didn't put in Ma'alah Hashan, like it's Mashmos of the Pasuk. There was no Anan, and that was the problem. No. Talmud Loma Achrei Meshnei B'nei Aaron. That's why the Torah has to introduce the Parsha by saying the words Achrei Meshnei B'nei Aaron, that you should know that this was not the Siba of the death of Mises B'nei Aaron, and that this Siba is only coming after the death of B'nei Aaron. Then, Yochu Yushnei, Mamurim Achrei Meshnei B'nei Aaron. In which case you might think that both the Azora and the Einesh was said before, after the death of Bnei Aaron, Talmud Leimar, ki ba'anan eira e'al ha'kaperes. No, the Azora was said before. What's the Lashon? Because eira is the pshat, I will be seen. Mashma, I have not yet been seen. But after the death of Bnei Aaron, it was already after HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared, the Kol Bnei Yisrael, the Shechina appeared in the Yoyal Ma'ed. In which case, this pasuk must have been said before it happened. So the Azhara, and this is a further raya that there were two steps over here. The Azhara was said, don't come in because I will be seen. And this is the way in which one should do the Aveda with the Onan. In other words, you're mechuyev to bring Malashon, and if not, you're over in Israel. And the next pasuk is said, Achrei Meshnei B'nei Aaron. Even though the mice there both said there, but from here we see that this one was originally said before. But the Torah says, Achrei Meis, to teach me that the Einish was given after the death of Bnei Aaron. Ha-Ketza, Azhara, Keda, Misa, the Einish, Achar Misa. My Talmud, where do we see this in the Pasuk? That Kibanan Era'eh means that it was said before, Amar Rav, Amar Kro, Kibanan Era'eh, I will be seen, Vadayin Loi Nir'eh, but I have not as yet been seen, which must mean that it took place before the death of Bnei Aaron, which was after Hashem was seen. So then, if the Torah is clarifying to us that they did not do an Isser of not bringing in Ma'alah Hashan, so then my time of Yanu, why then were they punished? Ketanya Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Lo Meisu B'nei Aaron, Ela Shauru Alacha B'fnei Moshe Rabbah. The reason that B'nei Aaron died was because they were Meira Halacha in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. My Dorush, V'nasnu B'nei Aaron HaKohen Esh Al HaMizbeach, Af al pi she'esh yoredetz min hashamayim, mitzvah la'avi min ahedyot. So Mimela, they were right. They said you're mechuyev to bring an esh of a hedyot. Aye, what does that have to do with haktorah? That they were mocked here. So Tosis explains that what it's referring to is the keteres of Nachshon. The keteres of Nachshon was brought. That was the day of the akrov of Nachshon. Nachshon and Aminadab. That was brought on the mizbeach achitza. So they darshan that the Yesh on the Mizbeach, even though there's an Yesh, we'll cleave to bring Yesh, which is true. But Moshe hadn't said that yet. So since they went ahead and did it, Milibam, that's why they were nanash. Yatzu Boloi Derech Knisa Asai. The Kohen then walked out the same way that he came in, meaning that he walked out backwards. Minani Milen. Omer Chuban Achmeni Rabbi Yonasan. Omer Kro. Vayavo Shlomo Labama Asher Begivon Yerushalayim. Now wait a second. Manyan Givon Eitz Yerushalayim. I mean, at that time, it was still a Novin Givon. It was still in Givon before the opinion of the Bais. So Shlomo came first to Givon. where he had his dream with Hashem and so on. And then it says Yerushalayim. So what does Givan have to do with Yerushalayim? Elamakish Yitziyotzim Yigivan Yerushalayim Libiyotzim Yerushalayim LeGivan. What the Pasuk is coming to tell me is that from Givan to Yerushalayim was like from Yerushalayim to Givan. Ma biyotzim Yerushalayim LeGivan. Ponov klape boma. So just like when he was walking, you could sit over here at Chanina and sit next to me. Just like when he was walking from Yerushalayim to Givan, obviously he was facing towards the Boma of Givan, Kederach B'Yosei, Af Yetziyosei Megivan Yerushalayim, Ponav Klapei Boma, Kederach B'Yosei. Must be coming to teach me that as he left Givan, he walked backwards facing the Boma that was the Mokom of the Shechina. V'chein Kohanim B'Avodasam. This is true when Kohanim do the Avodah and they go out. Also, walk out backwards. Levim B'Duchonam. Yisrael b'ma'amadam. This refers to the Bnei Yisrael who were appointed to be Yomid ala Karbonais as the representatives of the Baalim. Kishehim niftorim lo'ayim achzirim pneim v'hochim. When they would leave the Beis Hamikdash, they would not turn their backs to the Eichel and walk out. And the mitzadidim pneim, they would turn edge away on their sides v'hochim. V'chein talmida niftar mirabai. So a Talmud who's going away from his Rebbe, Lo Yachzer Panav Yelechiv, should not turn his back to his Rebbe. El Mitzade Panav Yelechiv should turn to the side and walk out towards the back. Ki Yod Rebbe Lozer, Karavi Mavti Mined Rebbe Yochanan. Karavi Boy Rebbe Yochanan Saguye, Avi Gochin Koi Rebbe Lozer Adukhte Adavi Michse Rebbe Yochanan Mine. Like Rebbe Lozer, when he was splitting up with Rebbe Yochanan, since Rebbe Yochanan was leaving, Rebbe Lozer would stand until Rabbi Yochanan was invisible to him. Because Avi Boy, Rabbi Lozer, was agreeing when Rabbi Lozer was leaving, and Rabbi Yochanan stayed, Avi Ka'azi Le'achori, he would walk backwards, Ad Mikse Minei to Rabbi Yochanan, until he was no longer visible to Rabbi Yochanan, and then he would turn his back.
Why doesn't it say until he couldn't see Rabbi Yochanan anymore?
Because it's a din in the Pegiyah and the covenant of Rabbi Yochanan. Standing, that's up to me. But to turn my back to you, if you don't see the back anymore, it's a Negiyah. Rava could have a niftu mina the Rav Yosef. When Rava would leave Rav Yosef's presence, Avi Ozel Achor, he walked backwards, completely backwards. He couldn't see where he was going. Adam Nakvan Kari, and he would bang his feet against the stones on the doorway. Umitvasan eskufta the Rav Yosef Doma, until finally there was blood all over the doorway of the entrance to Rav Yosef Beis Medrash from every time that Rava went out and would stub his feet. Omele the Rabbi Yosef, they told Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef was blind, remember, so he didn't see any of this. But they told Rabbi Yosef, Achi Avid Rava, this is what Rava is doing, this is the mice. Omele, so he said, Ye Rava, the Tom Reshach Akula Karcha, should be the will of Hashem that your head should be uplifted beyond all of those in the city. In other words, you should be the Rosh Shiva here.
If he couldn't see, then why did he go through all the trouble?
Interesting, huh? The Torah was only a din in Mirse. You have to learn that it's a din in when it would have been Mirse. Because the MS is, you could ask the same thing on Rabbi Yochanan. Because we know from the Gemara elsewhere, Rabbi Yochanan couldn't see. Because he had such bushy eyelashes. He could only see if people would hold his eyes open for him. So normally, he wouldn't look up. He was always looking down. So he Zichr didn't see either. Nonetheless, it's a din in until he was mistasa from Rabbi Yochanan. It's the pshat that Rabbi Yochanan could have still seen him, it would already have been a pegi in his car, but even though he wasn't looking at it, which makes sense. Amr of Alexandri, Amr of Yeshua ben Levi, Hamispal al tzarach shiapsiya shalish psiyos le'achayram, ve'achar kach yiten shalom. This din is also found by someone who's mispal to Hashem. He should go backwards 3 steps, and then he should say Shalom Takarish Baruch Hu. Omele Rav Mordechai Kivin Shuposa Shalish Psiyos Le'achero Pasim Yiboyle Lameka. And once he's gone back, he should stand there. Moshe L'talmud Aniftim Rava. It's like someone who said goodbye to his Rebbe, walked backwards. Oh, wait a second, I forgot something. And then he comes, runs back in again. Sim Chozel Alta Dome L'Kelab Shishava Akiya. What's going on over here? It's like a dog who vomits up something and then comes back and takes it again. You have a derech eretz. Walk away. You already got your mevukesh. So now you're saying goodbye, you don't come back. Oh, I have more mavukash. It's like you, it's like a continuous taking. That's the way that a dog is, always begging for something. Tanya nami ochem is baltzok shevtir sholosh p'tiz l'achir v'achakach yitin sholein v'im lo yosa kein ro'uy lo shelo yispala. If he didn't do this, it doesn't, it's like he just walks away, it's better that he shouldn't have been mispala at all. Because it wasn't, in other words, means more, it means it would have been better for such a person never to have been in a matzah if they had anything mispala for. In other words, he should have dropped dead in the first place. That's really the power of the Lashon over here. Mishum Rav Shmaya Amru, Shenetzi Shalom Yamin, Vachakat Mismo. He should first give Shalom to his right, at least that's what we thought it meant, and then to his left. Shenemra Miyaminai Eshtas Lamek. So you see that Yamin is more Choshu. Vyomer Yipol Mitzitcha Elef Uravava Miminecha. My Vyomer, why do I need the second Pasuk? Maybe you'll think that it's the normal derech to give to your right, but that doesn't Kadosh Baruch Hu uses his right hand, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the yamin is more chasher. It just means that it's more usable. Therefore, it says no. In other words, we see that yamin is chasher to revava, which is ten times more chasher than the smol. Doesn't like that pirish too much. I mean, the reason that it's obvious why not like the pirish, if we're trying to say that it's only logistics, so then that would be the reason. If you're right handed, your right is more powerful, so you can handle 10,000 mazikin. I mean, so that doesn't mean that there's a halacha that in the yamin is more chashuv. It happens to be more powerful. So how does the viomer a bigger raya? Right. So he learns that this is really the basis of the next piece of Gemara, which clarifies that when we said yamin, we didn't mean your right, we mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right, which is your left. So if it would have said the first pasuk, we would have thought that that means that, look, yamin always comes first, it's not right to turn to your left. But since it says over here, Yipol Mitzitcha Elefu Revava Miminecha, so you see the left comes first. Nonetheless, the right is more chashuv. Because over there it's Revava. So Mamela, you understand that you can go to your left first, and then you can go to the right. If you're facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right, go to your left.
The meaning of Duchamin also, let's say, when we Duchin, I guess what Nachman was, there's two, you go to your right first, and then to your left, you go to your left, and then to your right. So he said to me, you go, because it says in the Sechus Vachim, in the fifth parish, the Duchin should go, when it goes to the speech, should go to his right, and go around that way. So that's one of the reasons why we go to our right when we do it. Also, they turn to the south when they were on the...
There's two halachas
over here. There's no kesher to that?
No. The din that you should be pene liyamin, we learn out from somewhere else.
No?
Yeah. Pene liyamin is not because the hashivas of yad yamin. No, this is a different thing. So Rava saw that Abaye misunderstood, and he bent towards the right first. You thought we were talking about your right? I saw that when Abaye and Rava walked back the three psios that we were referring to, they did it while they were bending. And then the Amira Shalaim. So they bent their head again, but the halicha backwards was also bending. My matzah. I'm trying to rush because there's someone who want to go out the way. So what was the tefillah k'tzara? Rabba baravada v'ravim baravada tarvayo mishpeh rava amri hira tzema fanech Hashem lokenu shetei shana zu shkuna v'gishuma, which means it should be hot and rainy. Shkuna ma you say? But it's a mila that the year should be hot. What's the mila? If it's going to be a very hot year, it should be a very rainy year. Ravach, Abrei, the Rav, see, I'm going to lay down too many conditions. But taking all the various options, we can always handle the hot year if we also get the Geshuma year. Ravach, Abrei, the Rav, Messiah, by Mishmed, Rav Yudah. Lo yadi avik shultani v'beis Yudah. He said that, Rav Yudah said that the Kohen used to add that there should never be a time in which someone with the power of Shiltain, of Memshalah, that there shouldn't be someone in some position from the Shevet Yehuda. And and people walking on the road that daven that it shouldn't rain, you shouldn't listen to their tefillas. Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa because of Burcha. Once Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa was walking along the road, Shoda Mitra Alei, so it starts pouring on him. Omar, Rabbeinu Shalayla, Kol Olam Kulei Benachas, V'Chanina Betzar. Everybody's happy with the rain, but your little Chanina here is on the Pasak Mitra, so the rain stops. He also obeys it when he gets home. So meanwhile, the rain had stopped. Omar, Rabbeinu Shalayla, Kol Olam Kulei Betzar, because there's no rain. And now Chanina Benachas, like, I don't own anything anyway, but it makes no difference to me. I'm happy, but nobody else is happy. Also, Mitras, it started to rain again. Omer of Yosef, my hon is to listen to the Kohen Gadol like Abi Chanina Ben Daisa. A lot of good that the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol does for people like Chanina Ben Daisa, he gets his way anyway. Tan Rabbanu Meisa, the Kohen Gadol, Echad Sheherich B'Tfilasa, in the Yerushalmi, it brings it this Rishim and Atzami. There was a certain Kohen that was married very long in his tefillah, and Inu Echav HaKohen Mikonis Acharov, and they finally decided they're walking in and they're dragging the body out. They were just about to go into the Hechal, and he walks up. God, what's your problem? It bothers you? Please don't do that again. Shreishanina, that's the Mishnah. It's not only our hangout. Mishanita Loran, after the Oran was taken away, now the Gemara will be Medayik that over here it's Mashmir Oran was taken away. Before it said Nignaz. Here it says Nita. We'll see that it's a Machlokes. Evan Isasham, Miyamais Nevi'im Arishayim, Vishsiya Isanikris. There was an Evan there from the days of the Nevi'im Arishayim. The Gemara says that's referring to Shmuel and Novi and David, who were Isaac in the Beis HaMikdash. And when it says Miyamais Nevi'im Arishayim, since it says over here, Shzia is a Nikres, the Gemara says later that means Shemimenu Ushtas Ha'ilam. It's difficult to believe it was only there from those days, but we'll see when we get to the Gemara. Gevayim and Arat Shalash, it suppose, was three Yetzbos high. Ve'alea Hayanasein, he would put down the Machta on that, Evan Shzia, and that was Mukhuven to Negedamokam of the Yoran Ben Abad. Not to let Saddam, then he would go out, he would take the dam, he would walk out of the Echal, take the dam from the Raivad, where the person was standing and being Mamaris, that it shouldn't be Nikrash. Nichlas, Lamokam Shenichlas, he went right back to where he had been before with the Keteres. The Amad, Bamokam Shamad, the Yizam Imenu, and then he would sprinkle towards the Kaperes. Achas Lamala, Vesheva Lamat, Vloimis Kavin Lazis, Lolamala, Vlamat, incidentally. Don't think that means up and down. Pashtas. He even didn't aim anywhere. He didn't aim that one should go to the upper part of the kaperes and the other should go to the lower part of the kaperes. That's not what it means. Ela kematzlit. He would do it like a matzlit. What's a matzlit? Before Shem explained, a matzlit is like someone who gives malchus in Besdin. So the way you give malchus is you start at the top of the back and then you go down, not at the same place twice. So you go like this. So we'll see the difference between lamala and lamata in the Gemara. But in any event, it's not that there's a line that above which the first hazayah is given and below which the seven hazayahs are given. The kachor yomene, and this is how he would count in order not to forget and get mixed up and add the one that he did lamala to the ones that he did lamata. So he would say achas. Then he would say achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'sholosh, achas v'arba, achas v'chomesh, achas v'sheish, achas v'sheva. Yotzev inicho akan hazahav shebeichal. He would go out and he would put it down on a golden base that was meant to hold the dam, and then he would go outside, back into the Azora. Iviolo as a sawyer, they brought in the sawyer Lashem, the mate of the sawyer Lazaza. Shachte, Vekibo Mizrakis Dama, shechted it, he took the dam, Nichmas Lamakam Shenichnas, Viomat Bamakam Shomat, the Yizam Amenach Zamala, the Sheva Lamata, Vilayim is Kevin Aziz Lamana, Lamata, the Kamatsli, the Kacha Yamena, Achas Achas Viachas, Achas Vishayim, Achas Vishalosh, Achas Viarba, Achas Vishomish, Achas Vishesh, Achas Visheva, and so on. Yotzevi Nicho Akana Zahava, Shinisha Behechel, and then he went then, put it down on a second golden base in the Echel, and then he would pick up the Dhamma Par again. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's not what he used to do. Lohayo Shamalakan Echad Bilvad. Before putting down the dam of the Sawyer, he would be noitel as dam par, the niach dam Sawyer. So he took the dam par before setting down the dam Sawyer. The yizam imenu ala pareches, and then he would take the dam par and do now the seder hazoyos on the parochus, which was now, in other words, now he didn't go back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He stood outside in the Hechal Shekineged HaOrein Mibachutz. And he did the same thing towards the parochus, not on the parochus, but towards the parochus, which was opposite the place where he had been standing Lifnai V'Lifnim. Achas Lamala V'Sheva Lamata V'Lohayim Iskavanazis V'Lamala V'Lamata V'Kachayim Oina Achas Achas V'Achas, and so on and so forth. Then Notal Dama Soyer V'Niach Dama Par. Now over here the Mashmos is Notal Dama Soyer V'Niach Dama Par Mashmos like Rabbi Yehuda. At first he picked up the Dama Soyer because there was only one count according to Rabbi Yehuda. Then he put down the Dama Par. However, as we'll see, that's not necessarily the Mashmos to make it. He did the same thing with the Dama Soyer now. So now we've had four Matanais of Dam, one of the Par Bifnim, one of the Soyer Bifnim, one of the Par on the Parechas Bibachutz, and one of the Soyer on the Parechas Bibachutz. And then here a Dama Par, Latok Dama Soyer. Then he mixed the Dama Par into the Dama Soyer, and then he took the mixture and poured it back into the empty cup to make sure that it would mix well. And then we'll see what he did with that time when he went to the... Wait, you got to run now. Mishin Ignaz, it doesn't say when it was hidden. It says Mishin Ita. That means that the Aron was taken away from there. Kimandi Omar, Aron Galol above. This must be going according to the Mandi Omar, who argues with what we had before. The diyukim that Yoshio was going as the Aron, he holds that the Aron was taken away to Bavel. The Tanya Rabbi Yezer Aimer, Aron Golan to Bavel. Shenemer le Teshuvas Hashana, Sholach HaMelech Nebuchadnezzar, Vayaviyeh Bavela, Im Kli Chemdas Beis Hashem. So the Mele, if he took the Kli Chemda, what's the Kli Chemda? The Aron. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, Aron Golan to Bavel Shemar, Veloi Vater Davar Amar Hashem. The Davar won't be left. What is the Dover? The Aseret HaDibrais. So in other words, even the Dover won't be left in the Beis HaMikdash. The Aseret HaDibrais Shabbat. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Orayin Bimik, Aimer Nignas. Rabbi Yehuda argues, he says the Orayin was Nignas bin Bekeime, like we had before by Yoshio. Shinema v'yeirahu roshe abadim min ha-kodesh apni advir, v'lo yeirahu ha-chutza v'yusham al ha-yom hazeh. So v'yusham al ha-yom hazeh, Mashmos, we'll see later on, the Gemara is going to ask, is that really the Mashmos where it says Adayom Hazeh? Where we'll bring a lot of cases where it says Adayom Hazeh, where it clearly doesn't mean Adayom Hazeh. We'll talk about that. But in any event, the Mashmos is, it'll be there forever. Upligid Yula. The Yom Ha'ula, show Reb Matya ben Cheresh, it's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Baromi. V'chimi Achash Reb Eliezer Melamdenu, Pam Rishayna V'shnia, Oren Gola Lebava. Rishayna, we see that we have two separate limudim, that the Oren went above. Rishayna says Vayaviyah Bavela Ein Klei Chemdas Beis Hashem. Klei Chemda always refers to the most inner sanctum, and that's the Chemda. Like we always say, Klei Chemda is a Sefer Torah. So here in the base of English, Klei Chemda is the Or. Shnia Mai, the second is the Chsiv. V'yatzami Basion Kol Hadora. What's that Hadora? Michael Hadora. Hadora, that which was deep inside of her most sealed rooms. So in other words, it went out what was inside of the sealed room, which was the Aron. So we have two limudim from the Pasuk that the Aron left. What is going on over here? So ata amai ata omer. What are you going to say about that? That you're going to argue with the Pesukim, that you keep insisting that it's Nignas b'mekoma? What's going on? Amar lo shani omer aron b'mekoma Nignas. Shnemar v'yarichu abadim. And it ends with ada yom hazeh. Tomorrow, we're going to find out what the diak is from that pasuk.
Why don't we just say it's during a different hour?
Rishayna, after she's divorced, and they start the relationship over again and start all over again.